LOL Radio shares Jesus from RedeemedOnline.com.
When I first started getting to know my wife, we were in the same Spanish class, right? I took, like any noble gentleman, I acted like I forgot my book, and we just, I scooted my desk up close to hers so that I could study along with her, right? This worked out pretty well. I didn't scare her away. Miracles do happen. But eventually I realized if I really wanted to experience who my wife was or get to know her or to grow in our relationship, that I needed to kind of get alone. I needed to kind of step away into a smaller setting, right? Jesus does something like with three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John. He takes them up to this mountain, they pray together, and his glory is revealed to them through the transfiguration. I love in Luke's gospel where it just says that the apostles fell down in fear. They were just so taken back by God's glory that they were terrified. Peter, swept away in this moment of God's glory and the miracle of this transfiguration, he says, Jesus, can we just stay here with Moses and Elijah and with you? And Jesus says, no. Were you listening when I just told you, like, I have to go suffer? You see, God wants you to know him intimately. And that's going to require you to get away by yourself, kind of like these apostles did with Jesus, in prayer, pursuing him, praying in the Spirit, just longing for his presence. But it's not just for us. It's not just for this giddy feeling or this cute moment. It's to be spent. It's to be poured out onto others. Jesus is with us, and he's with us this Lent, and he wants you to experience him. But we, in turn, have to suffer, and we have to give it back to others the way that Jesus gave his life for us. So get alone with God, experience his love for you, experience his glory, and then take it with you as you go.